And now, the life of Mary Southern. When Max, that lovable old rascal, makes a decision, things are bound to happen. And things did happen yesterday when he made up his mind that Cheney, the gambler who was wanted by the Sanders police, must give himself up. Some time ago, Cheney involved Max in a gambling syndicate. And when the police raided the gambling rooms, Max was arrested as one of the gang, although he actually had intended to aid the police. Cheney escaped, and the district attorney was forced to release Max on bail until Cheney would be recaptured. Those of you who have been following Mary Southern's story know that Cheney has made several mysterious visits to Sanders, but Mary and Max did not report this to the authorities. However, last night, they decided, should he return again, they must do the right thing. Well, he returned that evening with the startling proposition that Max take his gun and pretend to capture him. Max refused, and as the chapter ended, they were having a heated argument. It is about a quarter of an hour later. We find Max and Cheney just outside of the sheriff's office. It is dark in the tiny vestibule, and Cheney is protected.
I tell you, Max, you can't do this to me. I don't want to go in there cold. I want to be captured.
Yeah, I get it. It's a good old gangster movie stuff, huh? That's what you want, is it, Cheney?
Now you're talking sense. Look, make it kind of colorful.
Yeah.
Start hollering. Shoot off the gun a couple of times. It'll be terrific.
Sure. It'll be sensational. Maybe I should run in carrying you over my shoulder, huh?
No. That'd be overdoing it.
Yeah.
You could be holding me by the collar. That'll look good.
Yeah. I'd be some hero, all right. Holding you by the collar.
Max, what do you care if it is for me? They're bound to give you a break for turning me in. Maybe they'll drop the charge they got against you.
Now, listen. I ain't that kind of a hero yet. You think I could go home and face Mary if I pulled this fake capture stuff?
Max, you can't be proud about something like this.
Huh?
You got a tenant of that factory they're building. You got a family. A sick kid sister. Well, you ain't got time to go to jail.
Well, maybe I won't go. I got a good chance of them believing that I was on level.
Yeah. I'm a gambler, pal. I wouldn't take any money on your chances.
Well, then it's my hard luck. I'm going in and tell Torrance to look you up.
Nothing to.
Okay.
I hate to do it this way, but
who are you shoving?
You, pal.
Well,
you
go. Come on, come
in. Hey, who's made all that record out there?
I'm sorry, Sheriff. I got kind of heavy feet.
You should say you have. Now I forget whether I put the cleaner in here or if she's still in the peg.
Put that 9 over there, pal.
Thanks. Yeah, I guess I may slip this 5 under here.
That's cheating.
Well, maybe it is. Something I can do for you, young fella?
Yeah, when you get through with that game of solitaire, you can lock me up.
Yeah, sure, I'll be glad to. Huh? What?
Well, what's the matter? Ain't that your job?
Oh, sure. I don't just lock anybody up, you know. You've got to have a reason to get locked up.
Well, I got one, pal.
You have? Is it a good one?
Airtight. I'm Cheney.
Cheney? Kind of odd name. Ever met you before, Mr. Cheney?
Well, you had a quick gander at me once or twice before I took a run out, Potter.
Well, would you mind sort of translating that, Mr. Cheney? I never could get into that new thing, your jitterbug talk.
I mean, you saw me a couple of times before I beat it out of town. I was mixed up in that gambling outfit at the hotel.
Oh, you're Cheney?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you stand right where you are now. Now, don't you play no funny business. Let's see. Now, where'd I put those handcuffs?
Thank you, Sheriff. Nothing to worry about, Sheriff.
You can't take it easy. You're a desperate criminal. District Attorney said so.
I did,
Yeah, and then I'll have to ask you to come along inside. It's my duty to lock you up.
Well, that's what I dropped in for, Sheriff. Which way?
Right out here. You walk on ahead now. I can't take chances of you changing your mind and escaping.
I wouldn't dream of it, Sheriff.
Hope you ain't fooling. What's your step on that door sill? Don't stub your toe.
I won't.
You like this jail, Mr. Cheney. I tried to make it feel homelike.
Yes, I can see that.
We ain't very crowded now. In fact, we haven't any guests, so you could just take your choice of cells.
Uh-huh. Well, it doesn't make much difference, Sheriff. Anyone you give me will be okay.
Well, this one here gets the morning sun. But if you'd like to sleep a little later, if you'd rather have one facing west.
Ah, Sheriff, the sun don't bother me. Just as long as I get a good bed.
Well, I think I'll put you in the green cell. I call it that on account of the curtains.
Yeah, I figured that. Well, open her up, Warden.
Let's see if I got the right key here. Now. Mm-hmm. Here it is. There you are.
All set for me to go in, eh, Sheriff?
Yep. I forgot. Mr. Cheney, you are under arrest.
Now, what's that for?
Oh, I have to say that to make it legal, you know. It's the law.
Oh, I see. Okay. I go in now?
Yeah. Make yourself at home. If you want anything, just holler.
Ah, this is going to be fine. Why don't you hang around, chew the rag for a while?
Well, I think right now, you see, I have to call the district attorney and tell him you're here.
Give my love to the DA.
Oh, I will. I will. Hello. Hello, operator? Hillside, 428. Yep, and make it snappy, too. This is Sheriff Barstow, and I'm calling the district attorney. Hello. Is this the district attorney's home? Well, this is Sheriff Barstow. Will you tell him I've just captured a dangerous criminal? Yes, sir, single-handed. And I got him locked up in a cell. What? Who? Oh, yes, he's the fellow you've been hunting for. Mr. Cheney.
Why didn't Max come over with you tonight, Mary?
He had someone to see on business, Phyllis. Said he'd stop by on his way home.
So you'd better watch out for that guy, Mary. He probably had a date with a blonde.
No, Max likes redhead.
So does Danny.
Well,
when I get out of this wheelchair, I'm going to dye my hair.
Just let me catch you doing anything like that, young woman.
Oh, men are all alike. They admire something on another woman, but just let their own wife try it.
That's definitely the truth.
Oh, you two girls are ganging up on me.
We wouldn't dream of doing that, Danny. Oh, I'm going in to fix your bed, though.
Oh, there's no hurry. It's still early.
Well, I just feel like doing something. I can't sit still.
See, you've got the jitters tonight, Mary. Something on your mind?
Huh? Oh, no, nothing new. Toss me that blanket, Danny, and I'll put it out in the bed.
Oh, this pillow goes in there, too, dear.
I'll bring them in for you, Mary.
All right, then. There, thank you, Danny. Now go out so Phyllis won't be alone.
Now, Mary, what's up? There's no use telling me nothing, because I can tell there is something.
Cheney's in town again tonight, Danny.
Oh, for Pete's sake, what the dickens is he doing this time?
I think he's going to give himself up. He was in the hotel, and Max went down to talk to him.
That guy is a pain. I'd like to tell him.
No, he's not, Danny. He wants to serve whatever sentence he'll receive and start in all over again.
You think he means it, Mary?
I'm almost sure he's sincere. He's proved himself on several occasions.
No.
Hey, you two, I'm getting jealous.
Now, Danny, don't breathe a word of this to Phyllis.
Oh, I should say not. New worries would be the worst thing in the world for her. I'm coming, Dolly.
What were you two plotting about in there?
Why, I was teaching Mary how to make a bed.
That must have been something.
Did I hear Danny making remarks about my chambermaid ability?
Why, I didn't say a word, did I, Honey Bunch?
Well, you... Danny? Danny, did you hear that?
Wait, it's probably a mistake.
Oh, get a paper, Danny, please.
I guess you might as well.
Okay, well, I'll be right back.
Mary? Mary, what do you suppose will happen if they really have captured Cheney?
I don't know, dear, but don't worry about it.
You're worrying. I can see it in your face. I wish... Oh, here's some Danny.
No. It just says they caught Cheney, nothing else.
Let me see the paper, Danny.
Well, listen...
May I see it, Danny?
Well,
Mary, I see the headline. It says... Oh, Danny, you might as well read it out loud. I've seen part of it.
Read it, Danny.
Well, it says, District Attorney's Office orders immediate return to custody of Max Sanders, who was out on bail.
So, Max must return to jail to face trial and a possible prison sentence. Will Mary be able to keep her home together and provide for her family in case the worst does happen? And what effect will this have on Curtis? The crippled girl needs an untroubled mental state if Dr. DeRoy's treatments are to help her. We know it will be only human nature for her to worry about her brother. Let's hope in all this nerve-wracking upset, there will be some possible solution.